The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers, we once again welcome you in our program, The Journey of Ramadan. Today we'll be talking about a topic, and that is the matters of the grave is not simple. Be with us from start to end. Inshallah, there is a lot to learn from this topic. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, Azadi Allama, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. I make this intention, inshallah, I'll deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make this intention that you will watch, remember, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others, whatever you learn from today's program. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and join us from beginning till end. Respected viewers, let me share an account. Sayyidina Marthad bin Haushab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that I went to the court of Hazrat Yusuf bin Amr rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Beside him sat a strange man whose face was partially made of iron. The man began to relate his account. In my youth, a plague spread throughout the area. People were dying rapidly. I thought to myself, I should work as a grave digger. So I began digging graves. One evening, between Maghrib and Isha, I had just finished preparing a grave and was sitting nearby. Soon, a funeral arrived. We buried the deceased, covered him with soil, and everyone returned home. I remained there alone. Suddenly, two large white birds, each the size of a camel, descended near the newly dug grave. One stood at the head side and other at the foot. They began digging into the grave until one of them went down inside. I watched in astonishment as the bird inside struck the deceased with a powerful slap and said, "Are you the one who used to wear shining clothes and drag them arrogantly when visiting your in-laws?" The dead man screamed, "Oh, I cannot bear this." The bird struck him again with such force that the oil and fluids of the body burst out and flowed within the grave. And the corpse was restored to its original form. And bird said again, "Are you not the one who used to wear glittering garments and walk arrogantly towards your in-laws?" Saying this, it struck him yet again, three times in total. At the moment, one of the birds looked towards me and said to the other, "May Allah disgrace him. Look at this man sitting here." Then it gave me one slap so hard that I remained unconscious the entire night. When I regained consciousness in the morning, there were no birds and the grave appeared completely normal, just like another. The condition of my face that you now see, this iron-covered portion, is the lasting effect of that bird's slap. Respected viewers, reflect for a moment. Ponder. What a severe punishment that was. One single slap, so powerful that the body melted and began to flow away. Then it was restored to its first state and struck again. Remember, the punishment of the grave is actual. May Allah Almighty protect us all from the torment of the grave. Let us think about ourselves. Allah forbid, if such punishment were inflicted upon us, what will we do? How will we bear that punishment? May Allah Almighty protect us all from this evil. And the reason of the punishment was arrogance, takabbur. May Allah protect us all from this evil. Arrogance is very severe sin. It is haram and leads to Jahannam. Some people have the habit of visiting their in-laws. They show off extravagantly, display unnecessary pride and attitude, complain about food or drink, and demand special arrangements for themselves. This is not good behavior. If such conduct comes from arrogance, then the door to sin may also open. Therefore, whether it is the in-law's home or one's own home, the shop or the office, the street, the neighborhood, or the marketplace, wherever we are, we must stay far away from arrogance, takabbur, and adopt humility. Alone, that's what we need. It's humbleness, being down to earth through humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants honor and elevation. It is mentioned in the blessed hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whoever humbles himself for the sake of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty will elevate him in the rank. On the contrary, on the day of judgment, Allah Almighty will disgrace and humiliate those who were arrogant. It is stated in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, on the day of judgment, those who were arrogant will be resurrected in the form of tiny ants in human shapes. Humiliation will surround them from all sides. They will be driven towards a prison in hell called Bulaz, where a mighty fire will engulf them. They will be made to drink Tainatul Khabal, the pus of the inhabitants of the hell. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Respected viewers, we came to this world, and for sure we will die. We will be descending into our dark graves. And we'll have to face the consequences of our deeds, whatever we do in this dunya. No matter how much we try, no matter how many ways we attempt to escape, we cannot free ourselves from the result of our actions. We will surely face what we have done in this dunya. Allah Almighty mentions in the Holy Quran, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ رَهِينَةٌ. Every soul is a pledge for what it earned. It became clear that every person is bound to their actions. Whoever has come to this world will surely enter the grave and bear the fruits of his or her deeds. It is said that once there was a king. When his final time approached, he called his sons and made a strange will. He said, "When I die, have an iron coffin made, place my body inside it, and then put that coffin into an iron chest. Do not bury it in the ground. Instead, hang it in the room from the ceiling so that I may be saved from the punishment of the grave." He intended that if he did not descend into the grave, he would not face its narrowness and terror, nor endure torment therein. That was his thought. The sons carried out the will. When the king died, they had an iron coffin made, placed the king's body inside it, then put the coffin into a large iron chest. Then the chest was suspended in the room by chains or the like. And the room was sealed. When night came, strange noises began to come from the room. The sons ran there, opened the door, and saw that the chest was shaking. They lowered it, opened it, and were shocked. Inside the chest was the coffin, and sitting upon the king's face was a terrifying snake, biting him repeatedly. Apparently, it was a matter of great surprise. There was no opening or hole in the chest. How the snake entered was beyond imagination. Anyway, the sons removed the snake and killed it, closed the chest again, and hung it back as before. That night passed. The next night, the same noises were heard again. The sons hurried to the room, opened it, and saw the chest shaking once more. When they opened it, this time, they saw an even bigger snake sitting upon the king's chest. Amazed and horrified, they again took the snake out and killed it, then hung the chest again. Well, the night had to pass, and pass it did. The next night, noises were heard again. The sons opened the room and lowered the chest. Upon opening it, they were so terrified that they lost their senses. The chest was perfectly sealed from the outside, yet inside the coffin, a fierce fire was blazing. Seeing this dreadful scene, they understood that there is no escape from the punishment of the grave. So they removed the body from the chest and buried there, father properly in the grave. Respective verse, the king's incident, what we heard, actually, he was deceived. He thought that if he did not enter the grave, he could avoid the punishment of his sins. But this is not so. Barzakh is the state from death until the day of resurrection, as mentioned in the Holy Quran. وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. And there is a barrier in front of them until the day they will be resurrected. So, the time from death until resurrection, if it passes beneath the soil, that is the grave. If a lion ate a person, it becomes his grave. If someone drowned in the sea, that very place is considered his grave. In short, wherever a person is and whatever condition he dies, Allah Almighty has the power to give him the reward or punishment of his deeds. Therefore, the realm of Barzakh is true, and the reward and punishment therein are genuine. Respectively, in the alam of Barzakh, in the realm of Barzakh, we will remain there until the day of judgment. There, everyone's abode will be according to their deeds they performed in this world. Whoever lived righteously in this world will be blessed in Barzakh with honor, greatness, comfort, and peace. And whoever lived as a sinner, neglecting Salah, abandoning the fast of Ramadan, disobeying parents, causing harms to the Muslims, shaving or trimming the beard shorter than a fistful length, dealing in entrust or cheating in trade, his condition in Barzakh will be dreadful. Alas, if he is deprived of Allah Almighty's mercy, fire may blaze within his grave. Snakes and scorpions may dwell within, and this beautiful body of ours may become the food of fools and insects. May Allah protect us. Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. And whosoever turned away from my remembrance, then indeed there is a deprived life for him. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala and said, the deprived life mentioned in this verse refers to the punishment of the grave. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala and narrated, one day the greatest and final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam recited this verse, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. And whosoever turned away from my remembrance, then indeed there is a deprived life for him. Then the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, do you know what is meant by a deprived life? The noble companions radiyallahu anhum humbly replied, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it refers to the punishment of the grave that will be given to a non-believer. By the one in whose control is my life, 99 tanim will be set upon the disbeliever in the grave. Do you know what a tanim is? These will be 99 snakes. Each tanim is a snake with 7 heads. These 99 snakes will keep biting him continuously until the day of resurrection. Just imagine what a horrific sight in imagination it would be. May Allah protect our iman. May Allah protect our faith. May we live as believers and we die as believers with iman intact. Love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intact in our hearts. It is reported the grave calls out 7 times a day and announces, O weak human, before you reach me, have mercy upon yourself during this worldly life. Indeed, when you come to me, if you are obedient to your Lord, I will have mercy upon you. And you will find comfort within me. But if you did not show mercy to yourself, then I too will not show mercy to you. A weak human, I am a home of worms and insects. And along with that, a place of long-lasting humiliation. I am the home of loneliness and isolation. That's what grave calls out. And along with that, a hardship and severity. I am home of thirst, and along with that, a dreadful darkness. I am the home of constriction, and along with that, of terrifying scorpions. O son of Adam, beware, do not let the life of this world deceive you. Surely you must come to me. I am first stage among the stages of the hereafter. If you are saved from me, then you'll be saved from every terrifying stage thereafter. So son of Adam, I am a place of wrath. I have no pity on young person's youth, on child's childhood, or on an elder's old age. Indeed, I show no mercy to the one who did not have mercy upon himself. Sayyidina Salma Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrated, once a man was passing by and saw a grave that had been built with a great beauty and decoration. He admired its design, the beautiful tiles fitted above, etc., and stood there gazing at it in amazement. That night, when he slept, he saw a person in his dream who recited the following Arabic verses as a form of advice. أَعْجَبَكَ الْقَبْرُ وَحُسْنُ الْبِنَاءِ وَالْجِسْمُ فِيهِ قَدْ حَوَاهُ الْبَلَاءِ فَاسْأَلِ الْأَمْوَاتِ عَنْ حَالِهِمْ يَبْنَاكَ عَنْ ذَلِكَ ذِهَابَ الْجَلَاءِ. You were amazed by the beauty and structure of the grave while afflictions and calamities surrounded the body inside. Ask the dead about their condition. They will tell you where all their honor and glory have gone. Respectfully, in today's episode, we tried to figure out that the adab of qabr, punishment of the grave, is factual and actual fact. Is haq, is true, We need to prepare for the examination of grave. We need to ask protection from the punishment of grave from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to prepare ourselves before we depart into our graves. In order to enlighten that grave, we need to work hard. We need to fast in the month of Ramadan. We need to give zakah. We need to give charity. If hajj is farad, we need to perform hajj. Fara'id and wajibat, sunan, mustahabbat. We need to avoid haram. This is what is required and desired. And Ramadan and Kareem comes to give us the practice that we fulfill fara'id, wajibat, we act upon sunan, mustahabbat, and we refrain from haram, even from makruhat, the acts which are disliked. And inshallah, when we prepare for the matters of hereafter, then inshallah, azza wa jal, grave will turn to be a garden of peace for us, inshallah. One of the gardens of Jannah, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. May Allah Ta'ala protect our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we prepare for the matters of hereafter, especially the grave. That's all for today. We'll be back with another interesting topic. Until next time, keep watching. Salat ala Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.